I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Vatican and China could be signing an agreement later this month that will end a long-term dispute between Pope Francis and Beijing's communist rulers over who appoints the leaders of Catholicism in China. At the moment, Catholics in China are divided into two communities, those, quote, underground that recognize the Pope, and those a part of the Catholic Patriotic Association, where bishops are appointed by the government. Under the agreement, Pope Francis would be recognized as the head of China's Catholics in exchange for the Vatican recognizing excommunicated Chinese bishops. If an agreement is signed, it could rekindle diplomatic relations between the Vatican and China since breaking down almost 70 years ago during the communist takeover of the country. Deborah Katz, a lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault, stated that Ford is willing to speak to the Senate panel considering Kavanaugh's nomination and tell her story publicly. Ford claims that the Supreme Court nominee groped her and attempted to take off her clothes during a party they both attended as teenagers in the 1980s. Kavanaugh continues to deny the claims and said he is willing to dispute them before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Despite the concerns of Democratic senators as well as some Republican senators over the allegations, the Republican-controlled Senate seems to be set on voting on Kavanaugh later this week. As Wilmington, North Carolina remains cut off from the rest of the state due to rising floodwaters from Hurricane Florence, food and water will be airlifted to the almost 120,000 inhabitants. Wilmington residents waited for hours in line outside stores and restaurants for water and other basic needs. 18 lives have been lost to the storm, now downgraded to a tropical depression, with the latest being a one-year-old boy who was swept away after his mother lost her grip on him. Steve Bannon, the former White House strategist, is teaming up with the conservative Catholic organization Dignitatis Humanae Institute to form an alt-right compound near Rome. Bannon stated the purpose of the compound was to focus on, quote, Christendom across Europe, and that leaders with similar views and priorities will be invited to the compound for seminars and other events. U.S. Cardinal Raymond Burke is also said to be involved in the endeavor. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.